Buckle up, Buttercup.
Bringing a whole new attitude to your afternoons.
You're either on this train or you're not. It's moving. You can get out the way or you can join us.
You know, two dudes talking sports.
I love the way they're talking to you. They're winners. Winners get to do what they want.
Live from News Talk 1480 WHBC.
Powered by Paramount Elite ICS.
It's Kenny and JT.
It's showtime.
Have a great show.
And good Friday afternoon to everybody. Happy First Friday. Welcome to the Kenny and JT Show here on News Talk 1480 WHBC. I got it right, Brian, huh? Very good. December 3rd, it's a First Friday. End of the work week. It's been a busy week for us. A lot going on right now in downtown. Well, I shouldn't say downtown Canton, but in Canton with the state championship games going on. You already had one played this morning, the Division IV state championship. Damn, I saw the score. I was upset. I texted Youngstown Ursuline head coach Dan Reardon, former McKinley coach, last night, wished him luck. They come up a point short to Clarksville Clinton Massey, 29-28 in the D4 state title game earlier today. Right now, you've got Hamilton Baden going up against Chardon, and then later tonight, 7:30, it's Springfield against St. Ed's. So three games going on today, and JT, how about last night, yeah. Hoban? The favorite in the D2 state championship game, they fall to Winton Woods 21-10 last night. How about that?
Yeah, it's kind of unexpected, too, and it makes you wonder what would have happened if that team from the West might have got in. And you wonder whether or not the Tigers might have been able to probably finally win one on the field. And I think they probably would have.
I was thinking the same thing. Yeah, you and I, you texted me last night. I was thinking the same thing, man. I'm like, damn, had they been there, this might have been the year that they could have got it done.
Let's go back to what was going on last night in Hall of Fame City. There was all kinds of things going on, and we're going to start right here. After we got off the air last night, I was able to go downtown and take in part of downtown Light Up Canton. And we're going to tell you more about the breaking news, what happened last night. We couldn't confirm what we are now learning that was just reported in the repository. But there was also a concert downtown, and of course, like you had already mentioned, there's football games. Today in the repository, they're saying that a Canton woman pulled a small caliber pistol from her purse and fired three rounds in the air after being shoved to the ground in some type of an altercation. Now, I had heard about this, Kenny, because I was just through there and hadn't really seen anything for myself. So I couldn't really report on anything because I had no real knowledge of it. Nobody to confirm it, so to speak. Now, from the mayor in this article in the repository, unfortunately, these types of acts happen all across the America and cannot always be prevented. Mayor Burnaby said in the release, public safety is always our highest concern. I thank the Canton PD for protecting and serving our residents and for their quick arrest of the women in this incident. Kenny, I had walked through there. Apparently, this went down at 7:43. I might have walked right through there at 4th and Market at 7:45, and I'm telling you, you didn't know anything happened. So hopefully it was, you know, taken care of quickly and efficiently, and apparently no one was injured is the most important thing here. Now, for people that were going downtown last night wondering, hey, what happened to the fireworks? Well, it was so windy that they made the call early. This had nothing to do with that incident. They made a call early at about 6:15, 6:30, that it was too windy to shoot off fireworks last night, so they moved them to tonight, 6:45, as part of First Friday in downtown Canton. We will have fireworks tonight.
All right, so there you go. You're all caught up on that. And like you said, thank goodness nobody was hurt. Anytime a gun is pulled in public, you always think the worst. I don't want to say luckily, but she shot into the air supposedly. Now, those bullets still have to come down somewhere, but nobody was hurt. She was, according to the report, taken into custody within like a minute, 2 minutes, whatever it was. And I'm sure more will come out on this, story that took place last night. So, but the big news, nobody was hurt. Happy to hear that. Fireworks tonight, all good. And I was mentioning the state title games. One's going on right now, 7:30 tonight, the D1 game. That's the big one to see who's the best of the best, supposedly, in the state, St. Ed's against Springfield. But I was just reading a story. I mentioned Dan Reardon from Youngstown Ursuline. They were up 28-7 in the third quarter. Now, wait, it gets worse. Up 28-7 in the third quarter, and Clinton Massey scores the game's final 22 points, including going for two to take the lead to win the state title game in D4. So a tough one to swallow for Coach Reardon and Youngstown Ursuline. But, hey, you know what? Give credit to Massey for coming all the way back and not giving up and getting the state title.
When you're going downhill like that and the momentum is obviously shifted and you're a head coach, you're in a state title game, I think you got to go for two, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, if you're feeling it, right, and you know you got them on the ropes. Woo! And they're reeling, they're on their heels, you nail that coffin shut, man. You don't go to overtime and let them regain their momentum like the Chicago Cubs in extra innings when there was a rain delay in the World Series.
It.
I'm just saying.
Come on, man.
You nail it.
What are you
going
to do?
Go for it right there.
What are you
going to
do now? Show me a picture or a video online of the drive and the fumble, too?
No, I'm not.
I just it's a Friday, man. Come on.
Okay, my bad. Sorry
Jeez.
About that. Yeah. So, but tough luck, loser, Youngstown, Ursuline, and Coach Reardon. But the heck of a season to get him there. And Dan had won state titles at Ursuline before, so he's been on both sides of that. And we'll keep you updated on this game that's happening right now. Mm. The D3 Hamilton Baden Chardon undefeated. Hilltoppers 15-0.
Both teams undefeated.
Oh, are they? Yeah. I didn't know that. I just was reading a local story on Chardon that they were 15-0. So we'll let you know what happens there. And then the two teams tonight, Eds and Springfield, both with one loss. And Springfield already with a huge upset of Cincinnati Moeller.
I was talking to Brian before we went on the air, and I said, apparently yesterday when I read the list of the teams and the games, I read this one as Hamilton Baden versus Chardon. And he goes, it's Baden. I said, okay, well, you know, there's so many of these teams in these cities. I've lived in this state my entire life. Every year we get to this, and now that there's seven different divisions, you can pull out a high school, and I'll be like, it could be on the moon for all I know, right? He goes, a lot of people that follow high school sports in this area probably know of Baden. Have you ever heard of Hamilton Baden?
I have not. This was the first time that I had ever seen their high school in any publication, social media, internet form, and whatsoever.
So if you were a Hamilton Baden, you would be what? A Bulldog, I would guess. Doesn't that make sense?
Bulldogs?
Brian?
Baden Bulldogs?
I don't know. Sounds good. Got a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
Does. The Baden Bulldogs.
They're the Rams.
That doesn't make sense.
That's not.
And you know who Chardon is. Right?
Yeah, they're the Guardians.
The Hilltoppers.
They're the Guardians. Oh, no, wait a minute. That's the other team in Cleveland. My bad.
The Hilltoppers, yeah.
Hilltoppers.
By the way, real quick, the game is delayed till 3:30.
Why?
It usually happens if the first game goes long and they've got a transition between teams. And you know who tweeted that out?
Who?
Hello.
No kidding, he's there.
I saw that, yeah.
We should call him for an update.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's there.
Let's text him.
Call him and see if we can get some statistics from the game.
Hey, he's happy today. You know why?
Marcus Freeman.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Marcus Freeman named the coach for Notre Dame. At least they have a coach for the possible national championship chase in the college football playoffs. Oh, jeez. Thanks.
Hello.
Oh, jeez.
You do it with
call him
do
for
with
this.
It.
I don't.
Denny. Hello.
You think when Denny went to Notre Dame, he was the mascot?
Well, he was the Fighting Irish dude? He was the Irishman?
Was that Irish have a nickname?
The Fighting Irish.
No, the Irish guy.
The Irish guy.
The Fighting Irish guy.
He's a leprechaun. That's what he is. He's Lucky the Leprechaun.
Irish mascot. Does he have a name?
Yeah, he's a leprechaun.
No, he's Denny.
But he doesn't have a first name.
No, it's Denny.
He's Denny.
He's Denny Kincaid.
He's Denny. How about this? Notre Dame has named defensive coordinator Marcus Freeman as its next head coach. Freeman, 35 years old, will be introduced on Monday during a 2 p.m. news conference and will coach the Irish in their upcoming bowl game, whatever that is, and it could be the Final Four. So how about that? Your first game as a head coach of Notre Dame? You're in the college football playoff semifinals.
What if they win it? What if somehow, some way, Notre Dame ends up winning a national championship? Does Brian Kelly get a ring?
Hell no. You don't give him anything. He left, man. He didn't finish the season. He don't get jack squat.
Got you there.
I don't care. He didn't think this team was good enough to stick around to try and win a championship with. Screw him. That's what I say to him.
I think he gets a ring.
No, I don't. You don't give him a ring.
Varejao played half a season with the Cavaliers. He got a ring. He turned it down.
You know what? instead of a ring, I'll give him a finger. How's that? There you go. That's what I would. If I were a player, I would have walked out of that press conference
Boy,
that
you're
morning.
Very passionate
if
about
he called
this.
Me at 7 a.m.
What if you were a player and you left early and you were a coach and you were going to guarantee yourself success because your star quarterback was going to come back and he decided to bolt to the NFL? Would you be upset with that player as a player would be with you if you were a coach if you had a money grab and went somewhere else?
I wouldn't be upset with the player because the player is the one putting his body on the line, and therefore he's one injury away from not getting paid and not playing in the NFL. So if he wants to leave early the program to make money in the NFL, I have no problem with the player. Coach ain't getting hurt
by
going from one school to the other.
That kid's not getting there if he's not coached well. The problem is this. What difference does it make? If the guy has the opportunity to go triple his income at LSU, more power to him. How can you be upset with that?
Wait till the end of the season. Your season's not over. We talked about this
yesterday.
He needs
to get a jump.
NCAA,
he's got to get a jump on recruiting. He's got to get a jump on his recruiting, man.
Yeah,
tell LSU it's on the Bayou.
Yeah, Bayou. Go Tigers.
Saying that. That guy's gone now. You got to come up with something new.
Brian Kelly, good luck.
You got to come up with a Brian Kellyism now. Enough Ed Orgeron. You're done with him.
No, we won a state or national championship there. He will always be honored the Bayou.
So did Nick Saban. You don't make fun of him.
I can't do an impression of Nick Saban. That's why.
Nick Saban.
You ever heard the guy that does do an impression of him? He's awesome.
Isn't it a lot like listening to Bill Belichick?
Yes, very similar. Similar. Yeah. But this Joey Molinari, I believe is his name. He's a comedian impressionist. He does an unbelievable Nick Saban impression. In fact, I'll find one. I'll send it to Brian. Will you play it in the show? Because it is like you think. It's like Frank Caliendo when he does Madden. You think Madden's talking? Well, you think Saban is talking when Joey Molinaro does this impression of Nick Saban. It's phenomenal.
He's not that animated. I can't see. I mean, it'd have to be pretty funny because you'd have to come up with something and make it funny. Because when I listen to Nick Saban, it's all business, don't you think?
But he has, and Frank told me this, Caliendo, when you're doing an impression, you go for cadence and catchphrases, right? You look for that cadence. Yes, he does. And you'll be surprised. We'll find it and play just a little bit. And then you can. You know what we'll do? We'll do, is this real or is this fake? And you tell me if it's Nick Saban or if it's Joey Molinaro.
What are you going to do? Try to invent prizes we don't have again and give them away on the air?
I figured we had prizes to give away in the prize closet. Jeez, come on, man.
Yeah.
We used the what was the word yesterday? Bamboozled, hoodwinked. What did Brian use?
Yeah.
What term did he use?
What was it? Hootenanny.
Hootenanny. That's what it was.
Yeah, we've got a huge prize closet over here. It's just busting at the seams, full of great goodies. What, Brian?
I still have some garage sale stuff I didn't sell that we can give away, man.
Let's give some of that stuff away. What, Brian?
I don't have any Brian Kelly sound. The closest I can come up with is Lou Holtz.
Go
ahead.
Granny from the Beverly Hills. Granny from the Beverly Hills.
Listen.
What?
That's what Holtz means in German, hardwood.
Brian.
Okay.
That's what Holtz means in German, hardwood.
That's what Holtz means in German, hardwood.
What you need is a fight song.
Yeah. You need a manager.
Here's the Denny fight song.
Hello.
Denny Kincaid, the official mascot of the Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
Hey, I don't know how I feel about a former Buckeye now, the head coach of the Irish, man.
Denny,
bothers me a little bit.
I don't care. I'm rooting for Denny.
Hello.
Had I known he was a mascot at Notre Dame years ago, I might not be a Buckeye fan. Come on, do it! Denny!
Hello.
How about that? I got my Denny down almost.
Pretty good.
Hello.
I'd root for him.
He sounds like a little bit like Pee Wee Herman. Doesn't he, in that one?
Hello.
Hello.
That's what he sounds like there a little bit. When he says hello, he sounds like Pee-wee a little bit. Denny's Playhouse.
Pee-wee,
Denny's Fighting Irish.
Pee-wee Denny Kincaid. The official mascot of the Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
The Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. Okay, Brian, I'm going to ask you, we're going to go on the fly here, okay? Here's what I need you to do, Brian. I need you to...
Before you ask me, I've got this. Hold on.
What?
You ready?
All right. Yeah,
what am I? I know you are, but what am I?
I'm Denny.
Hello.
Well, you are, but what am I? Infinity.
Infinity. Oh, gosh. All right, Brian, on your computer, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to Twitter, okay? And then once you are in Twitter, I want you to type in the search button where it says search Twitter, Joey, J-O-E-Y, Molinaro, M-U-L-I-N-A-R-O.
Hold on.
Come on. You took typing classes in high school. You should type faster than that.
Yeah, but I'm using a computer to slow the
ones. I've got a program to do here. Can't you do it during the break?
We're on topic right now. It's got a million views. It's got to be good if it's got a million views.
Spell it. What's the last name?
M-U-L-I-N-A-R-O.
Oh, wait. Slow down. M-U-L what?
What does the yellow light mean?
You read my mind.
Wait. Joey Molinaro?
Yeah.
It's M-O, not M-U.
It's M-U, Brian. M-U-L-I-N-A-R-O.
Slow down.
I'm looking at it.
What does the yellow light mean? Slow down.
Oh, is it this him right here? Nick Saban congratulates Brian Kelly.
Yes. Okay. Turn the audio up.
Is there language in this?
Don't know. Take a shot at it. Go ahead.
Hey, Brian, just wanted to call and congratulate you on the new job.
Ooh, my word. Is this the Alabama slammer himself to whom I am speaking with?
This is Coach Saban.
Will consider me flying a kite in the middle of a thunderstorm on a hot July day because I am shocked.
All right.
When the phone rang, it tickled my interest. But now, Coach, you have my attention.
Oh, from Django.
To what do I owe this pledge?
Brian Kelly's got a southern
draw. Well, like I was saying, I just wanted to call and congratulate you on the new job and welcome you to the SEC, and I look forward to competing against you for years to come.
Oh, well, that's mighty kind of you, Coach. Mighty kind.
Brian, I got to say, this doesn't really sound like you. You all right?
Let me guess. You're talking about my accent. Oh, I just can't help myself here with all this southern
Maine
hospitality.
Justice. Yep. Maine justice.
It just oozes onto you like spreading butter over a hot roll on a muggy Louisiana summer day.
Brian, you've been there for a day.
Well, now, Coach, let's not rush to judgment now. Maybe if you want to talk more about it, then you and Miss Terry are always welcome to come over to the Kellys for some iced tea or maybe even some lemonade.
Nice.
Well, I appreciate it, but unlike you right now, I got a program to run that's in the middle of some pretty important games.
Almost done.
I turned it down, all right?
I understand, but just remember...
Almost done. Oh, it is done.
It is done.
It froze up. Okay.
There you go.
Hold up.
All right, here we go. I'm about to serve up a heaping spoonful of Maine justice. I want you about smarting off, and I don't know if you get where you is, but you in Maine now, boy. The only place you can fill a jar full of maple syrup as it drips directly from a bald cypress tree. Lesson a voodoo lobster get to it first.
What? Voodoo lobster?
Yeah, that's great. But his Nick Saban is dead on, man. Like you said, Belichickian, very dry, very blah, 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 you know, stuff. But Joey and Frank and Joey have done some things together now where they've made calls together and done some impressions. So if you want a good follow on Twitter, Joey, and I'll spell it again for everybody out there that didn't learn it before. It's Joey Molinaro, M-U-L-I-N-A-R-O, Joey Molinaro. So he's a good impression. Funny guy. Joey's a funny guy, right? Yeah, funny guy. Hey, what do we got coming up today on the show? Well, we got a lot for everybody out there. Fantasy football. Are you in your playoffs yet, fantasy football?
No, I think we've got about another 2 or 3 weeks, but I'm in third place. So if I hold on, I'm doing well.
All right, so we've got Lance Goodman, our NFL fantasy guru, to help you get into your playoffs, telling you who to start, who not to start today at 4 o'clock. Scott Petrak with the latest on the Browns. Even though they're on the bye week, they're still getting ready for the Baltimore Ravens. And did you watch that video, or had you already watched it before I watched it, Kurt Warner broke down Baker Mayfield's play in the first half of the game against the Ravens, saying it wasn't as bad as everybody was making it out to be.
Yeah, that thing's been floating around the internet for a couple of days now. I've heard a lot of other quarterbacks that say pretty much the same thing. And a lot of the things that I've told you over the years, and it's not all the responsibility, it's not all the fault of the quarterback, not to say that he's not entirely to blame. He's not entirely to blame.
Not every play, no. But when the game's on the line and you're expecting him to make plays and he throws a pick or he overthrows a guy, you know, unless you see the all 22, you know, then you don't know for sure. But some of these plays you can tell you don't need the all 22. But in the first half of the Ravens game, Kurt Warner broke down some plays to point out that it wasn't all his fault, that Nick Chubb didn't flatten out his route quick enough, that Donovan Peoples-Jones just flat-out dropped one, right? That somebody else and Baker had miscommunication on a play where he thought Landry, you know, maybe was going to go to the inside and Landry broke out, so that's when he held the ball too long and it slipped out of his hand, you know, so... it was interesting to watch a former quarterback break it down, though.
The bottom line here is, Kenny, is you don't take advantage of certain opportunities in a football game, and the momentum swings, the game hangs in the balance. That's the bottom line. And it's all about timing. And a guy drops a ball, quarterback gets upset, doesn't look his direction, guy runs a wrong pattern, makes quarterback look bad. And again, it's all about, I've told you this a million times, it's all timing. And the thing that we heard in back to training camp was that we came in with a new regime last year, and what's the first thing they wanted to do? Work on Baker Mayfield's footwork. They worked on it. He got banged up. Things change. You lose momentum. Had they taken an early lead against Baltimore, things might have come out differently. Same thing could be said about the Buckeyes last week against that team up north. If you don't fumble the opening kickoff, and you take a fair catch and start at the 25, and you don't fumble first down, and go into a second and long and end up going three and out. You don't let that fan base get involved in the game. Who knows what could have happened? Could have been a totally different ball game, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And so he showed, and JT, I never would have known this if I didn't watch the Kurt Warner video, right? He shows, you mentioned timing. He showed his footwork on a specific play where when he's stepping away from the quarterback under or the center under, when the quarterback is stepping away under center on the snap, he said, it's a three-step drop. Your first step is supposed to be with your right foot. Then you take a left foot and then a right foot. It's three steps and you get rid of the ball. Well, he showed that Baker Mayfield, the fundamentals were off. He stepped first with his left, and then his right, then the left and right. It becomes a four, and you think to yourself, how can that really affect it? Well, when you know, it's split-second movements in the NFL, you know, with athletes being as fast as they are, that one step threw the play off. It threw the timing off where it could have been a big play.
Everybody's always played in the backyard and tried to throw without using, like if you're right-handed, your first move is to kick out your left foot, right?
Yeah.
That's the way you throw a ball. And we've all tried to do it making fun of other people when we've tried to do it throwing the ball with our right hand and trying to kick out that right foot. You can't do it. Not only are you not going to be accurate, but again, when you throw the timing off a split second, it's the matter of 5 yards on an NFL game. Because when you take that extra foot drop, and it's four-step drop instead of a three-step drop, I've told you a billion times, three-step drop, hit the hot pattern. Well, now all of a sudden you're running. Remember when I tell you you want to throw your receiver open? That little split second doesn't throw him open. It could get him killed going over the middle.
Yeah, and what Warner pointed out is, hey, yeah, he completed the pass, but it only went for 5 yards. That one step, if he delivers it on three steps instead of four, maybe Landry is running for 15, 20, 30, 40 yards like last night. I watched some of the final minutes of the Cowboys-Saints game, and there was a quick slant. This dude caught it.
Yep.
Next thing you know, it's a 70-yard touchdown.
Let me take it one step, pun intended, further.
Okay. All right.
You know what else could happen with that extra step? You try to throw it to a hot pattern or a guy crossing over the middle, and what does he do? He drops it, Odell Beckham Jr. Got to throw it out there.
That's true. No, fair point. All right, we got a lot to get to on this first Friday, taking you up to 6:30 today. Why? Because we've got the Red Hot Cavaliers for you tonight. They're on the road at Washington, going for number four in a row. Cavaliers on the road. But between then and now, Lance Goodman, Fantasy Talk, Scott Petrak, Browns Talk. We'll sprinkle the infield. We'll update you on the high school football state finals that are going on in Canton and a couple of national days to celebrate today as well. So stay with us.
It's Kenny and JT on WHBC.